I got nothing to say, yeah, I'm just loving the way you're looking over here. Come over here and tell me your name. I could tell by the sign, yeah, when you open your mouth, I hear my new favorite melody. Hey, we should both run away. Why do we ever stay in the first place? I can't shake the feeling when you face away.
Not even worried. Episode 54.
Fire.
We got a great up for you guys today. We're going to answer the age-old question. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? You're not going to believe the answer. We're going to catch up about some stuff. It's been a minute. We're going to talk about an epic failure at the Dutch Bros, introduce a new segment, and review the movie Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Stick around till the end for that. We'll make sure to do a little spoiler warning so then we won't spoil you. You know, there's all this drama surrounding this movie. And there's this video clip of, dude, this fucking AI.
Kind of funny though.
I'm telling you, AI's got a mind of its own, man.
So there's all this drama around Don't Worry Darling. You know, a video went out of them at some sort of conference and Harry Styles like going to sit down and he kind of does this towards Chris Pine. And the whole internet was like, did Harry Styles just spit on Chris Pine? And the answer is obviously no.
Did you zoom, though? Did you zoom and look and make sure there's no sort of expulsion?
I didn't need to zoom and look. Just imagine, this is blowing my mind that it's that like so many people debated it. All right, imagine you're Harry Styles.
Okay.
You get into One Direction, become the biggest boy band in the world, five albums deep, and then you successfully transcend your boy band image because, you know, you become a real man, a real artist in your own right. You're flourishing, you're getting into acting, you're just a overall a luminary.
Yeah,
right? And then you go to a conference for your movie. And let's say you're annoyed at Chris Pine. You go to sit down. You have two options. One, spit on Chris Pine. Two, don't. Which one are you doing?
You're not going to do it. It's like an intrusive thought. It's like all the media training that he would that he has gotten probably in the past, 12 years.
A month.
All down the drain. Like, no way.
Another video came out of him doing this answer to a question where he was like, oh my God. He was like, you know, my favorite thing about the movie is it feels like a movie. Like, you know, it's like a movie. Like, it reminds you of going to the theater to see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole internet was like roasting him. He's being like, oh, this is like from his media training, just avoids the questions and talks in circles and is super vague. And it's like, which one is it then? He's super media trained to not be rowdy, or he goes to places and spits on people.
Yeah, that's, you know? Very, yeah, that would conflict
with the spit theory.
Why do you think he gave such a poor answer?
I think that's just who he is. I mean,
he's
I get what he's saying.
Yeah, it feels like a movie.
It's a movie that feels like a movie. Sometimes you go to the theater and you're like, I could have seen this at home. My favorite thing about the movie is it feels like a movie. He like emphasized movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you get it, right?
Yeah, I understand what he's saying.
You get it.
I think it's the reading of the quote. I saw an article that had that written out and it did look funny, you know? If you miss the emphasis in the context, it looks like he's dumb. But clearly he's not dumb. His records are pretty great.
He just has never given like super crazy answers in interviews, I feel like.
I would be horrible in that setting. I would hate to be in a film committee section where it's like, can you describe in detail? I'd be like, that's not my strong suit.
Yeah. Okay, so anybody listening, if you were in that situation, would you spit on Chris Pine? I would wager to say almost nobody would spit on Chris Pine. I don't even know why you would spit on Chris Pine.
Oh, I got a theory. You know, the drama is really focused on Miss Flo, Florence Pugh, and Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
So maybe Olivia Wilde was like low key before the thing, was like, babe, because Harry Styles and her are fucking, babe, this is just taking over the movie. I need like something to deflect from the drama between me and Miss Flo.
You know for sure, while Olivia was getting all this heat, there was so much tension when they were together where she'd be like, why don't you defend me, babe?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he's like, oh.
It's kind of outside of my element and realm. You're right, though. I don't see any reason why anyone would spit on Chris Pine other than to deflect. And the video's there. It didn't happen.
It's just so ridiculous. Spit on Chris Pine.
It's so barbaric. And I'm pretty sure if he spit on Chris Pine would also have reacted in a... If you get spit on, it's very difficult to react in a calm way.
So this is what Chris Pine did.
Okay.
He was like clapping, and then he went like this. Because he looked down at his lap at where Harry Styles supposedly spit on Chris Pine. I guess the internet was having a field day with that, but it's like me, for example, I tuck my phone between my legs when I'm sitting. If I'm at a place, a lot of times I'll just tuck my phone right under my balls. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
And so maybe he was looking down at a text and he saw something funny, right?
Or his penis popped out.
Or his penis popped out and he was like, oh, there it is. That's funny.
Again, it's so large. It keeps popping out of my trousers.
I think it's just so obvious that Harry Styles did not spit on Chris Pine. But let me know what you guys think. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? Let us know in the comments. But he didn't. So
you know that, I think it was on Entertainment channel, E or whatever, that song that was like, hey, extra, extra.
Is that
extra,
like their transition little jingle?
Kind of, yeah. I feel like it would be like, extra, extra. Harry Styles, did he spit on Chris Pine?
That's what
we're talking about today.
This is in the news. Harry Styles spitting on Chris Pine.
Looks like Harry Styles wasn't hydrated enough, judging by the dry spit that hit Chris Pine. Today, we talk to the spit that was on Chris Pine. What do you have to say for yourself, spit?
Chris Pine laughs at Harry Styles' puny spit.
Yes, exactly.
Case closed on that, you guys.
Bam.
Case closed.
Bookend it.
What's new with you, man?
Just got back from New York. New York City.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Concrete jungle, where dreams are made of.
Where dreams are made of, wet dream tomato.
Just grammatically, it doesn't make sense. Concrete jungle, where dreams are made of.
I think it's more of a, it's a whole new line, right? When she sang that, is that right?
Concrete jungle, period. Where?
Maybe.
No, it doesn't work.
No, maybe she's, this is another, not one of my strong suits.
Grammar.
Reading lyrics and describing lyrics. I'm not a rap genius.
Dude, what's your favorite thing about New York?
Soju, the availability of soju, the South Korean spirit,
which
is very good. My favorite thing about New York is...
It feels like New York.
I feel like such a tourist every time I go there because I can't stop myself from just saying to my friends, like, it's so big. You have an idea of New York in your head of being the way it is, and then you realize it's just so big. It's kind of how much I talk about IBS. You know, I'm just like, at a certain point, I'm audibly like, you know, I apologize for talking about how big this city is.
Your friends are just
is.
Like, shut the fuck up about how big it is, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's big.
They're kind, so they don't say it, but I know they're thinking in the back of their head. So I have to.
Yeah, Blake,
you know,
it's big.
It's pretty
big.
It's
called the Big Apple. It's not
even
the
Brooklyn,
medium
though.
Apple.
Even Brooklyn's big. Yeah, it's big.
It is true. You go up to a window, however many floors up, and you look out, and it just doesn't stop. Do you like that when you see that? When you see city for infinity? Some people think that's claustrophobic a little bit.
I got a little bit of anxiety the first full day I was there when my buddy was driving us around. I was like, God, it's crazy how you think, I don't know, you look at something on a map in Nashville and you're like, I could walk there. That's not that far.
Right.
And then there it's
I just walked somewhere today that I saw on a map.
Yeah, I could walk there and
do it all the time.
It takes you like 30 minutes to walk like three blocks.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, this is nuts.
And you just see more shit than you see in a year here in Nashville. I saw 8 restaurants I want to go to.
I know. I'd really like to do that one day. Just walk from Brooklyn to Manhattan would be really fun.
There's 2 things that I think we should do. We should do a New York trip.
Yes.
And then I thought about this. This is inevitable. It's time to start a yearly cabin situation. Every year we go to a cabin, cook elk, shoot guns, smoke cloves, and we just live like fucking boys.
We could do all that in one day, dude. We could shoot elk while smoking a clove and then eat it.
That sounds like a dream.
I would like to go to a gun range with the boys. That would be fun.
I think that would be fun. Have you been?
I've been to like a makeshift one. My buddy's granddad owns a bunch of guns, of course, because he's from the South. We went in the middle of the woods where there's like a shooting range and shot out there.
So you shot some guns.
I've shot some guns, and it's...
What have you shot?
I think it was an 8mm. And I've shot a rifle out there, and I don't know if he had an AR-15 or something.
Wow.
Just ridiculous shit, where every time I shoot it, I'm like, why is this allowed?
Too much power.
Why do we allow
Did
this?
Did it feel good, though? Were you like, woo?
No, I was scared.
Okay,
every time I shot, it was like,
were you
even
shaking
the Glock,
afterwards?
I was shaking during and afterwards, yes.
Yeah.
Even the Glock is like, poof. Like it's
but you
nuts.
Didn't hurt yourself or anything? Like,
no, the rifle did hurt my shoulder a little bit when I shot that.
Yeah, see, I feel like I'd be that way. I hate to say it, you know, but I feel like I'd be quaking.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'd like to go to the gun range and do more, I don't know, just like like a long distance target. It'd be fun to do like a sniper situation with a long distance target.
That's crazy.
I think I'd enjoy that, but that would be even more of a like,
oh dude, that would fucking pop your shoulder out of its socket probably.
Yeah. I'm down though. I think maybe Joshua Tree's first on the list.
Joshua Tree.
People are talking about Joshua Tree. Whisperings of Joshua Tree.
There's whisperings of Joshua Tree?
There's whisperings of Joshua Tree.
What's the whisperings?
Go to LA for 2 days, then go to Joshua Tree for 2 days next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
I'm down.
I fuck with that.
See some trees, baby.
We're getting to that age where it's like, you gotta have a yearly boys trip.
Well, this trip really did reaffirm the importance of doing that, I think. Of just, instead of being like, all right, let's go out for the bachelor party. It's like, why don't we just do this? Because it's so fun. Like, to just do this with a group of friends, to take a trip somewhere. I was trying to focus on just having fun and not like worrying about stuff.
You mean a real day off?
Yeah, like an actual fun day, because I feel like I've kind of forgotten how to have fun. I like working, so that is fun for me, but from a separate standpoint, like collecting rocks, throwing a frisbee around, making dinner, like not checking my work email.
Yes.
We played poker.
Wait, so let's linger on collecting rocks for a moment. You collected rocks with the boys?
Yeah, we biked to
to
this beach. They were all getting in the water, and I was like, I know that's gonna be cold as shit. I don't want to do that right now. So I just spent like 20 minutes walking around the shoreline collecting really cool rocks for me and Hannah.
Just picking up stones.
I had a nice assortment. Nice little red, nice little blue, nice little white.
Did you bring some home?
I brought like six home, yeah.
Damn.
I do think it's also time. We're getting to that age where we need to start playing some Texas Hold'em.
You're down for poker? Oh, dude, yeah. I was just thinking about this the other day.
Do you know how to play?
No, I don't.
Okay, you'll get it in like 2 seconds. But
you know how?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm good enough to explain it, but I'm pretty sure Nick Keenan could explain it.
Okay, I'm super down because, I mean, you're not going to get everybody on board with chess, and it's not like a multiplayer game.
Poker is honestly not that far from coup, which you can essentially apply the similar tactics to poker.
I was listening to a podcast with the current world chess champion, Magnus something.
How old are they?
I think they're in their early 30s or something.
Wow.
Actually, I have no idea. He sounded young and looks young. He might even be late 20s, but you know, he was talking about kind of the difference between poker and chess, because I was also listening to another podcast with like the world poker champion at the moment.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, if a world champion at poker were to play with an amateur, at first you might get something more like a 50-50 win-loss ratio because there is luck involved. Once you get to maybe, you know, however many games, they figure you out.
Yeah.
And they're going to win 99% of the time, which is crazy.
Is it like after a couple of hands? Like after like five hands, start to realize what you do?
I don't know how long, but I feel like it's multiple games.
Yeah, that's why when you start winning, you just fucking leave.
Yeah.
You should not stay.
Growing up, I was just like, fuck all that shit. Fuck a boys' night in a cabin. Fuck a poker club. Fuck having a grill in the backyard. Fuck lawn care. And now I'm like, all of that sounds kind of sick.
Why do you think you were averse to that? You just thought it was a cliche of adulthood?
I just thought it was cliche. You know, you grow up, you're just like anything typical American dream. You're just kind of like, eh. Like, I feel like every day was a boy's day. So like,
yeah.
You get that thing of like, I've got this wild young spirit and this is forever.
I don't need to have a boys trip. They're coming over here anyways. We're going there anyways.
Exactly. But, you know, nothing beats a little boys, a lad extravaganza. It does feel like a little sleepover, you know?
And we don't have those as much.
And
I also think with the way it's portrayed on TV, like doing the lawn care, having the barbecue, is those people are incredibly normie.
Yeah.
And we're not. You know, we're grilling meats and talking about butt plugs.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
We're not talking about the day and the weather.
That's why I feel like a snowy ass cabin trip would be sick. Load up the SUV and just meet up in the Smokies, find the abominable snowman and shit.
Smokies would be cool because we wouldn't have to go that far.
Exactly.
Wait, are Smokies in Colorado actually?
No, Smokies are here.
Okay.
I guess the in between Illinois and Tennessee would be, you could do someplace in Kentucky that has mountains.
We could sneak into Mammoth Cave and just sleep in the caves and scare all the people touring.
This is the shit I'm talking about, dude.
All right.
Debauchery, baby.
Debaucherous.
Let's go. Speaking of boys, speaking of bros.
The bros.
You know, there's a coffee shop that I feel like everybody's talking about. I don't know if everybody's talking about it, but I've just been hearing about it a lot more lately. Dutch Bros.
The Dutch Bros.
The way that I had heard about it, because people are saying it's good. Are people saying it's good, or is it just you, and then there's a new one opening by me?
It's more the latter.
Dude, everybody's talking about this Dutch Bros, right? And so, in my head, I thought it was going to be this super supreme, Italian-influenced coffee place with, like, really nice drinks, you know, chemistry sets going on. And then I go, and it's like a really nice, it's like a nice Dunkin' Donuts almost, where it's like...
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's like they have creations. They have, like, Moco Coco Loco.
I like that you thought it was going to be Italian-influenced and called Dutch Bros.
Yeah. It's true. I thought it was going to be Italian influence.
Well, coffee.
I thought it was
coffee,
gonna be
Italian.
Latte, vanilla, you know, Americano, Cubano, all the plugs that I know.
All the plugs that I know.
So they're opening a Dutch Bros near me, yeah. But this one day we were going to go to an estate sale. And there's a Dutch Bros over there. So finally got a Dutch Bros, a little iced coffee. It was good. And it's super cheap.
It's pretty affordable.
It's like hella affordable. And it was like the place to be, dude. It felt like a diner like in the 50s at nighttime when you show up after high school and you kind of fucking, you're in your varsity jacket and you like skirt over the hood of your car to like go flirt with some chicks. Everybody was there.
It was happening.
It was happening. It was like when Chick-fil-A first came out, you know? It felt lively. So we parked the car to drink the Dutch Bros and kind of figure out where this estate sale is that we're going to, because I've never been to a estate sale and I've always wanted to, and I want to go so bad.
Such good prices.
Yeah, such good price. They put pictures
from
of
the
like
dead.
Of what they have, and I'm trying to buy some, you know, some dead woman's stuff.
Oh, I didn't know they put the prices too for the stuff, or is it just the pics?
Just the pics.
Okay.
You know, we're sitting there and we see a little light on the dashboard of the car. It's the overheating light,
mm-hmm.
And the car was overheating. And so we turned it off, let it cool, and we were like trying to get roadside assistance, seeing what we had to do. Maybe we'd have to get it towed to like a Jiffy Lube or something, or if it cools down, maybe we can drive it somewhere. We had it sitting there and we had the AC cranking. The AC works better when you're driving, right? Because the use of the gas helps power the AC.
Yeah.
So when you're sitting, you're not getting as much cold air, but it's still trying to draw cold air away from the engine.
Okay.
So that's when your engine overheats, they tell you to actually like roll the windows down and crank the heat.
Oh my God.
Because it's sucking the heat out of the engine.
Your worst nightmare.
My worst nightmare. Talk about my worst nightmare. I was talking about how summer sucks. We finally go out and decide, look, let's just try to enjoy the day.
On like a 93 degree day.
I was like, fuck it. Everybody's out. It's summer. And then the car breaks down and we're stuck. We're stuck at the fucking Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Jenny's sitting there, got some fries. I was like, I'm going to go work on the car, see what's going on with it. I go out and this white car pulls up next to me. I look over and who is it but Blake Boots and Hannah Paul themselves.
Guardian angels,
dude, out of nowhere.
Yeah,
we didn't plan it. I had seen you maybe a few days earlier and you just pull up to the Dutch Bros. Hannah was like, you know, we saw your car,
saw your leg
sticking out of the car because I was cranking the heat. You were like, let me know if you need a ride, you know. And in my head, I was like, I feel like maybe we just fucked this up, like by having the heat on or whatever. So we probably won't need a ride. And then, you know, got the car working, went to a Firestone around the corner. It became pretty apparent that we're going to need a ride.
I think that would have been a bad call to drive back.
Such a bad call because there ended up being a problem with the fan. There's always something where it's like, if this sensor breaks, then it can't alert the serotonin receptors underneath the hood. And when those aren't sparking off, then the spark plugs unplug and latch to the fan.
Uh-huh.
Causing a clog in the fan, the pipe overheats.
Disintegrates.
Yeah. It's either going to be a $20 fix or your car is completely totaled.
What'd it turn out to be?
$700.
Seriously?
I think so.
Fuck.
Or maybe like 400. I'm getting it confused because we also had work done on the air conditioning unit outside of our house.
Oh, okay.
That might have been $700.
Yeah. Well, was it worth it? Was the Dutch Bros worth it? All that bullshit?
No.
Yeah. It's
no.
Pretty. It's pretty like...
No!
Slightly above neutral coffee, but I like it.
It's good.
It's,
I mean,
it's tasty. Not the best thing I'll ever have, but for like $5 for a big ass coffee, it's a pretty good deal.
Dude, I know I always talk about stuff we should do, but we really should do a little coffee tour of Nashville.
We would have to drop a good little list.
It's just hard to find a cup of coffee that doesn't taste like absolute dog shit around here.
You mean
and just, I don't mean to shit on Nashville. It's just like places in general.
Are you saying like without anything in it?
Both. If you can't make a good black coffee, your lattes are going to taste like shit too.
I feel like there's
and not even not like shit, but just kind of whack.
I feel like there's a couple spots cats that every time I hit up, I'm like pleasantly surprised.
And what like Elegy,
not
Crema.
Pleasantly surprised. I know it's got like Elegy, Crema, Matryoshka, and
Barista Parlor,
which is weird now, and Dutch Bros. Those are my five.
Wow.
Have they figured out the Barista Parlor shit? Did they unionize?
Oh, I forgot they were doing something.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't been going there because I'm like, is it wrong to go there right now? But yeah, at the same time,
I don't know. I don't know how unions work.
That'd be a whole pod episode we need to do research on.
Yeah. We have to do a deep dive and fucking have infographics and shit, like stock footage.
Pretty B-roll. Sure overall unionizing is a very good thing.
Right.
And it's, the people who don't want it are the leaders of a company and or conservatives.
You're like guaranteed kind of a certain minimum when you're in a union, right?
Yeah, I think that helps for that, because if you don't get that, then everybody is like, oh, we're
and
not,
that's
we're
coming
not working.
From the company.
What is the money?
The money.
Yeah, I think the union will help fight for the workers' rights and make sure the worker gets better pay and stuff. So that's why I think Starbucks was like very against like the separate places that are unionized.
I see. But then when you're not going to the coffee shop, the motherfuckers who still have to work there aren't getting your tips.
I know, exactly. So it's like tip well when you go, I guess.
Yeah, or just, stop by, drop $5 in the tip jar, get a coffee.
Yeah. Like, hey, I already got a coffee, but here's a buck.
You know what they should do? This is what I used to do at Cold Stone Creamery when I worked there in high school. I would memorize the prices of items. Then when people would pay with cash, I would have a little change underneath that was just like my own change. And I would give them the change back that they need. And I would just pocket the money, because I would just pretend the transaction didn't exist. So like if the just regular ice cream, the smallest size was like $3.15.
Okay.
And they just got that, I'd be like, okay, your total's $3.15. They hand me a $5 bill. I'm not touching anything on the register. I'm just handing them the ice cream and handing them $1.85 back, and then keeping the $3.15.
Oh, wow. So you were off. How did they not know that?
I didn't touch the register, so it's like the transaction never happened.
Wow. So you were just fucking like stealing.
I was stealing money from Cold Stone Creamery.
Wow. You wouldn't do it on every purchase, right?
I would say maybe like once every couple hours I'd do one.
Wow.
Just kind of feel alive and get some extra cash, you know?
Fucking bold, dude. Surprised they didn't catch up. I guess, yeah, there's so many. I mean, what they would have to watch like all the footage.
I don't even think they had cameras.
There was a spot in Charleston, like the Italian Ice in Charleston. They count the cups that you put it in.
Yes.
So you'd have to like bring your own cup. But I guess, yeah. I mean, what are they counting the cones at fucking Cold Stone?
Yeah. I mean, the inventory counting shit is movie theaters did that and shit. But I don't know. I was just a bad boy.
Yeah. You're a bad
honestly,
boy.
If they were like down 5 cups for the month, I would probably just be like, I don't know where they went. You know?
I mean,
what are they gonna say?
That's such a small amount. It would have to be a lot more for them to notice. And you were probably the one counting the cups.
Yeah. You got to get ahead of this.
Like,
life, all right,
I'm just gonna fucking write the number of things I took.
Exactly. So I was a bit naughty.
The bad boy.
I was a bit naughty there with
Cold
the crane.
Stone.
Yeah, fuck Cold Stone. You know, I would take home hella ice cream too. But so the Dutch Bros was cool, and the car's fixed now. In case any of y'all were wondering, we're good.
Soon you won't have to make that journey all the way over there for Dutch Bros, which would be nice. I just think it's like, I don't know. I made today, I tried to avoid going out and getting a coffee because I've just been on this really bad tip doing it. And I made like a V60 pour over. It just took so long and it like wasn't that good. Like,
is that God. Is that like the little glass contraption?
Yeah, it's like the ceramic. Mm. Pour over.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was good, but I think I just like iced coffee so much more, dude. I just love cold brew. And the nitro cold brew there is dynamite.
Yeah.
Dynamite. One day when I went there, their cold brew machine was down, so all they had was nitro cold brew, and they gave it to me for free. Or not for free, but for like the cold brew price. Usually it's $1 more, and I have a theory that day they just had it down, so you would get hooked on the nitro.
Yeah.
And each subsequent time I've come back, I've ordered the nitro. Because I'm like, it's better than the cold brew.
Mm, so they're dosing you a little. They were
dosing me. They're my dealer.
They're like, we need something else. I need my fix.
I need my dealer.
I love caffeine. Never giving up caffeine.
Fucking love it, dude. It's so good.
Drinking so much coffee.
Even though I get a little bit panicky, it's worth it.
You get a little bit jittery. That's all good.
I'd rather have that than the lack of brain function.
We got a new segment.
Yay.
I'm calling it the Taste Gateway. Okay, we're just two dudes who watch things, consume things, and whether or not we have good taste, but we've got opinions, we've got takes, right? What you do with that information is up to you, and where that leads you Nobody knows. Maybe we tell you about a fucked up horror movie, and then you all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but that leads you into an obsession with fucked up horror movies that you didn't have before. In that case, we would have been the gateway. But first, I want to talk about the mall, because I met you at the mall.
Yeah, yeah.
Opry Mills Mall, dude.
What's your thoughts on the layout? Did you feel good going there? Were you a little anxious going there?
It's like a big loop. It's like a big Cheerio loop, that mall. You could really just kind of go infinity. There's no start. There's no finish. But I came in through the outdoor world for the first time ever. The Outdoor World X Bass Pro Shop boat store.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been in one of those fucking stores. It's awesome, dude.
It's got it all, dude.
Oh, it feels so good. It's so sick. It's huge. They have all the drip in the world. Shelves of bullets, gun safes, gun
axes,
cases, fucking the inside of a case for a sniper rifle, just being like, what else could I put in here? Like, I could put a guitar in here or something.
It's like a Rednecks REI.
Yes.
You know?
Even bigger than any REI I've ever been to, dude.
Yeah, it's because huge.
It's that hunting emphasis or whatever.
Crossbow. Do they have crossbows there?
They had to have, yes. Because yeah, they had guns, they had knives, and I was just like, this is something else. And right when I walk in, a guy's like pushing free Bass Pro Shop hats.
Free?
You sign up, you can get one of these hats for free. I was like, sign up for what? He was like, well, you gotta apply for the Bass Pro Shop's credit card. And I was like, nah, I'm good. And then his like way to like try to get me back in, he was like, you don't even have to get approved. I was like, what? I was like, that's not why I'm not doing
it. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I know your main concern is that you won't get approved for this card, so you won't get the hat. It's like, I don't need a hat or a credit card.
Yeah.
From
Bass Pro Shop.
Afterwards, I was like on a hunting tip, I guess, because there's a store right outside it called, not Bear Arms. It might have been like Bear Clothes or something like that. Bear something. Dude, maybe I can pull it up. They had a cool ass thing in there that was like a chef's apron, but it was like a bulletproof vest style and just had like chef and like white SWAT team text. It was sick.
God, he's just sliding through a bunch of his own dick pics.
I mean, you gotta...
It's just all dick pics.
You gotta go till you get it right. The store is called Bear Arms.
Oh, okay.
B-A-R-E. Bear Arms Trading Company. And they have this sick-ass chef vest.
Oh, my God, dude.
This is the one thing I would buy in here.
Well, how much is it?
$50 or something.
So it's actually bulletproof?
No.
Oh, okay.
It looks bulletproof, but a tactical chef's vest would be sick. Red, white, and pew.
Oh, my God.
This one says Biden, and the definition is downfall of America.
Okay.
It's like a, you know, a dictionary style. I looked like I honestly wanted to be there.
Yeah. I love that shirt.
I dressed the part. Coffee, bacon, guns, and freedom. That's a nice little tea from there.
That rings, just rolls off the tongue.
So this place fucking rocks.
Sounds like a country song.
If your dad doesn't have a beard, you really have two moms. Now that's a shirt. If your dad doesn't have a beard, you really have two moms. Y'all ever think about that?
It has a lot to it.
I only fear two things, God and my wife.
Ah, my wife.
You are neither.
Is that what it says at the bottom?
Yes. So then I met you at the theater and we saw Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
It's kind of a Gen Z slasher flick. It's a bit of a whodunit murder mystery.
Yes.
Just did an incredible job of goofing on Gen Z.
We got stars like Pete Davidson.
Lee Pace.
Maria Bacalova. Bacalova.
I had a lot of fun watching it, dude. The thing happens.
Someone immediately starts to blame people in the group. It's entertaining and suspenseful to see their dynamic with each other and them not believe each other, and you put yourself in their shoes and you're like, oh my God.
There's a lot of insecurity going on.
You know, immediately this happens. Their first reaction wasn't that it was an accident or anything. It was like, who fucking killed this guy?
Yeah, yeah. because they're very emotional in the moment.
It was a really good ride and it gets you hyped throughout the whole thing. I feel like I wasn't really bored at all through it.
On the edge of my seat.
A page turner. Highly recommend.
I really enjoyed the soundtrack. It was just very like hype, distorted.
Who are the types of people that would enjoy this movie? It's not hella gory.
Yeah.
So you're good with that. It's not like demonic. It doesn't have those elements. It doesn't have super dark, twisted, traumatizing connotations or anything like that. Like, it's not like deeply disturbing.
It's still very funny.
It's very funny.
There's a lot of
actually,
funny moments in it. It does a really good job of being funny and also scary.
Honestly, I don't think I've really ever seen a slasher that I really liked that much where I thought it wasn't cheesy.
Yeah, because I think when a slasher's funny, it's like in on the joke. It's kind of like wink, wink kind of thing. But this was just like the the people were very funny.
Yes, there was no self-awareness at all, which I loved. I hate when a horror movie points to the fact that it's a horror movie.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's a whole genre, I guess. You know, it's not like Hereditary or Midsommar, so this is easily consumable fare.
Like you said, I think the gory moments are short enough where if you didn't like gore, you could be like, oh shit, and then open it up again.
There's blood.
Is that blood? I think it's fucking blood.
Oh, I've never seen that before in my life. I would say like a solid, what rating system do we use for this?
5 stars out of 5 stars?
Yeah, but we can't do stars. Let's do something new.
Let's do 5 bodies.
How many do you give it?
I give this movie 3.5 bodies out of 5 bodies.
I give it 3.5 bodies too. I get this kind of thing where if I like a movie, I kind of overly romanticize it afterwards. I'm like, oh my God, four bodies for sure. But after letting it settle, I'm like, yeah, it's 3.5 bodies.
Yeah, I think whenever I vote on a movie, I need to vote a day after when my palate is clean again. I just love movies in general. So being in a movie theater is so fun.
So you're going to give every movie 5 stars?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely a little harder on rating than I feel like I lean more to a 3 to 3.5 on Letterboxd.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I gotta be harder with my critiques, I guess.
I like it though. I mean, you're right, because I was looking at some of your ratings and you're giving a lot of stuff 5 stars. I'm like, why am I not giving these 5 stars? It's because I'm like, it has to be a god tier film for it to be 5 stars.
Right.
In my mind, that's how I look at it.
For me, it's all about like the first time you watch it. Did it pull you in? That's kind of my main thing, because I feel like the first time you watch a movie is really the only time that counts. So why not just rate it based upon the experience you had that first time, you know?
Yeah.
If it put you on a high, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I'm like, when I saw The Dark Knight, I would have given that 5 stars. But now looking back, I'm like, is 5 stars too high? It's like, no, dude, that was like a perfect film. Yeah. It's like Interstellar. It's like, that would have been
5 stars. Yeah,
5 stars. Yeah, 4.5, but yeah.
4.5 for sure. If there's any moments where you're like, maybe it's too long or whatever, then it has to get docked a little point.
Just a little bit. Just a half point.
But that's the thing, is I really rarely felt like that with this movie. It was a palate cleanser, which I love, where you're like, this is fresh. It's not going to be a Toy Story fucking small soldier situation. It's not going to be Bugs Life ants. There's not going to be another bodies
corpses,
this year.
Corpses. Yeah.
Even though I feel like the premise wasn't extremely groundbreaking. The way they did it was good.
It was a new approach to it, though. Because I don't think there's been like a Gen Z horror movie like that. I love Lee Pace, man.
He's a handsome motherfucker.
He's cool. He's
cool.
Built.
So that's our review. Bodies. 4 out of 5 bodies.
3 out of 5 bodies.
Oh, yeah. 3.5. 3.5 bodies out of 5 bodies.
That's how many bodies we've given it. One quick thing to say. I finished the Matthew McConaughey book.
Damn, dude. You're reading.
It's so good.
Wow.
I really couldn't put it down.
Wow.
It was just great. It was very inspiring, a little cheesy in some parts, but just the right amount of cheese.
Exactly. He is such a crazy motherfucker.
He really is, dude. I love his little wet dream sequences in that book. It's very funny.
Yeah, he wakes up, he like believes in his wet dreams, so like he like chases them down like they're prophecies.
If that were my wet dreams, I would be like just getting water out of a water cooler. Like I love how insane his wet dreams are, because I feel like every time I have a wet dream, it's like I put my hand on a doorknob and I'm like, ugh!
Wow.
And I wake up and I'm like, what?
He
flows down the Amazon River for his wet dreams, and
I don't even think I could think of that in my dreams, wet or dry.
No, I think I.
So you like the book?
Wet or dry. I love the book. Yeah, I'm gonna wait a few months and then I'm gonna get the audiobook and listen to that.
There you go.
Because I want to get refreshed on it. Because it is like a really nice mantra to live by. He is a cool guy.
I made that mistake with Atomic Habits, where I loved the book so much, or no, I loved the audiobook so much that I got the book right afterwards and tried to read it.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, I can't. This is too much.
You needed to, I think, solidify the ideas.
Yes.
Or to just refresh. Like that, Atomic Habits is one of those books where you're going to read it again.
You're going to read it again.
You can read it once a year.
So yeah, that's another one for the Taste Gateway, is Matthew McConaughey, Green Lights. I've listened to the audiobook. Blake's read the book.
Great. I give that 4.5 green lights out of 5 green lights.
4.5 green lights out of 5 green lights.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'd be hard pressed to find another autobiography that slaps that hard.
It's very unique. It's a very unique memoir.
Unique. Tonal palate cleanser. It's hard to have that fresh tone, that palate cleansing tone, and then also be like really good and masterful from a craft standpoint. It's like there's a lot of really great pop songs out there, but to have a really great pop song that's also a really unique production, that's when it's like the best, you know?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of well-written pop songs, but they're cheesy produced or they're just like nothing new.
Yeah.
There's even more producers out there making really cool beats and putting together really cool sonic palettes, but they don't write good songs.
Yeah.
So when you're able to do both, it like tickles something special in my brain.
Yeah.
And in my soul, where I'm just like, that's what we need. Which will bring me to my last thing that I'll actually do for my portion of the Taste Gateway.
Yes.
Have you ever listened to this artist, Lizzie McAlpine?
Dude, I think I have.
So good, dude.
All My Ghosts.
Oh, nice.
I have that song downloaded and I really like that a lot.
Yes.
Is this a good album?
Yeah. Jenny found it. I think she found it her on TikTok or something. I was like, who's this? Play more of this. This is awesome. I could tell when I was listening to it, I was like, somebody involved in this has a very good concept of music. She's the only writer on all the songs.
That's awesome.
Unless, like, I think Phineas was on one of them, and also Jacob Collier. But the songs don't have a feature. Yeah. Don't get me started.
Well, I saw the reason I heard about her, I think, was, you know, me and the Chainsmokers have a shared Spotify. Oh,
yes.
And they put her on there, and I was like, what's this all about?
Okay.
And I really liked it a lot.
I could tell there was something. And then I found out that she went to Berkeley for music. And yeah. You know, as the writer of the songs. And
that's sick, dude. It's very unique to have a vibe like that and to get like a fresh take on it, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't just sound like it's like copying a Spotify playlist.
Fuck yeah.
And so I'm excited to hear it.
It's fucking good.
Good shit, boy.
Dude, sometimes we get so genuine on this pod.
Yeah, we can be pretty genuine.
Genuinely, thank you for tuning in, you know, wherever you guys might be. Maybe you're folding laundry listening to us. Maybe you're on the way to work listening to us, popping us on while you clean. Maybe you're in Nashville, Tennessee. Maybe you're in Chicago, Illinois. Maybe you're in fucking Hamburg, Germany. Having mustardy pretzels.
I'd love to be in Hamburg, Germany with you right
having
now,
having a bratwurst. Oh, dude, that'd be sick.
Eating some bratwurst. Eating some beef that doesn't upset my stomach. Let's go.
Hit the like button, subscribe, follow us on TikTok, follow us on Instagram, send in some shit. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I got nothing to say, yeah, I'm just loving the way you're looking over here. Come over here and tell me your name. I could tell by the sound, yeah, when you open your mouth, I hear my new favorite melody, hey. We should both run away. Why do we